Hey there, it's your girl Malayo Nagesti, and this is the What Would Malayo Say podcast. Today I'm recording live from Starbucks in the Financial District in New York. It's a chilly Friday, but you know, it's all good because we know how to get it warm and keep it warm. So today's topic is Kanye and Bill are still cool with me. And I want to really touch on all of the controversy around each of these men as public figures and iconic figures, to be exact, and the fact that they are black men and that they each represent something very important while at the same time not really mattering at all. So let's get right into it. Kanye West put out several tweets, and recently he's been talking again. You know, everybody says Kanye's been in the sunken place since being with Kim Kardashian and being in cahoots with her family, which is often condemned to be a coven of witches. So we have Kanye allegedly married into the coven that destroys men, especially black men's lives. So he's supposedly, you know, in a sunken place because Kim Kardashian has so much power and influence over his life, and now he, the Kanye that we once knew, no longer exists, which is a very deep. These implications are deep, the motherfucker. And I'll say this, I'm a person that can believe and accept anything to be true. If anyone knows me, you know that my mind is wide open to information, especially things dealing with the mysteries and the unseen aspects of life. So I can, you know, I can even ingest that as a real life possibility, but it's not my business. Okay, it's not my business. So we have Kanye in a sunken place, supposedly. We also have Kanye as a clone. So Kanye is a clone, and the Kanye we see now is not the Kanye that we once knew, to be real. Is that a possibility? Absolutely. You heard it from me. That's a possibility. Are people cloned? Yeah, people are cloned from my perspective. And are there witch covens? Yeah. And is he married to a witch? Absolutely. So you heard it from me. I agree with all that shit. I also know to be true from my perspective, and of course I am not an expert because I'm not Kanye, don't live in his world, and don't want to, that Kanye has made some choices in order to reach the level of celebridom that he has. He has made some very distinct choices. Some of them he's happy with, and some of them he is absolutely displeased with. Okay, and so in order to have things, at times we have to make sacrifices. And some of those sacrifices make sense, and some of them do not. And some of the outcomes of the sacrifices are things that we can live with, and others are those that will torment us for the rest of our living experience. All right, so I'm gonna say that Kanye is very likely haunted by some of his decisions and some of the sacrifices he has made. So the Kanye that we see now is a Kanye that is conflicted. He's conflicted because he has been exposed to some things that you and I, dear listener, have not seen, heard, or been touched by, and if we're lucky, we probably won't. And so I feel like Kanye has just been exposed, and he is constantly rebelling and in conflict with who he knows himself to be and who he is being made to be. And so his retreat from the media is a part of that. The psychological breakdowns, you know, these mental breakdowns that he's supposedly having are really indicative of that. I feel like Kanye is a genius. He's a genius. He's a brilliant mind. And he is always a thousand steps ahead of everybody else. So while people are just, you know, out here speculating and imagining what he's doing, Kanye is doing Kanye to the best of his fucking ability. So, you know, I really am not caught up in what Kanye's doing. Where is Kanye? You know, is he in a sunken place? Is he doing these tweets for publicity? Is he in allegiance with Donald Trump because he needs publicity? I mean, come on, let's keep it a buck. Does Kanye West need publicity? I just want you for yourself. Does Kanye West need publicity? Is Kanye West a person who is ever not going to be relevant? Remember, we're dealing with people who are on the level of icons. Kanye can put out zero music, never ever say another thing again, and Kanye will be going down in history. Am I making this up? Like, he is outspoken, considered to be irrational, and somebody who really can't be controlled. But when it comes to music, he is a genius, and everything that he has touched has turned to platinum. And that's not because they made him that way. Kanye West is just dope. And I'm not a fan. One thing you all will discover after listening to my podcast and after I really get into the flow, that Malayon Agesti is not a fan of anything. Okay, I'm a fan of myself, because that is by design what I came here to be fanatical about. I came here to learn to be fanatical about myself and my creations, as we all have. So I'm not a fan of Kanye, but I'm gonna call a spade, you feel me? Like, Kanye is dope. So Kanye doesn't have to suck off Donald Trump in order to get notoriety. He didn't have to marry Kim Kardashian in order to get notoriety. I could see him marrying Kim Kardashian to be like, fuck you to haters, the system, and everybody, because Kim Kardashian was the baddest and hottest thing going, okay? From a popularity standpoint, from a monetary standpoint, like, he bagged a baddie. And again, I am not a fan of Kim Kardashian, and I think that, you know, the stuff that she produces is absolute bullshit. But I understand the world we live in, you know what I mean? This is upside down, backwards, inside out world. So I get it. And so I don't offer my emotions to their reality, because I'm responsible for my energy, my thoughts, my feelings, and myself more than anything. So that, I really want to impart that. Like, for everybody who has Kanye in their mouth, Kanye didn't put himself in your mouth. You did. So take it out. Like, who cares about what Kanye's doing? Who cares? If you love his music, let's wait for him to bring something else out and dance to that shit. You know what I mean? Applaud him and congratulate him for his genius, or the lack thereof, depending on what he puts out. And we keep it moving. Like, he's dope, but I don't care if he's friends with Donald Trump. And Donald Trump is an absolute buffoon, but he is important. He plays a very, very integral role in the society we live in. He represents the voice, the face of many. And if you know that this is all about politics and this is all a game of chess, then you just look at it as such. You look at it as such and keep it moving. Like, Donald Trump has a lot of knowledge to impart, a lot of gems and a lot of jewels. He's also just a figurehead. He's also just a person who's placed in a position. He doesn't have any power. He actually has as much power as the power and the authority that's been given to him by those who placed him there, who have the say. And it's not the voters. He also is being energized by every person on the planet who either loves or hates him. So, I'm gonna not give a fuck about Donald Trump, so he doesn't get energized one way or the other by me. And the people who think the way that he thinks, fuck them too. Real talk, like, fuck them and fuck him. Moving right along with my life, thank you so much. And as for Bill Cosby, Bill Cosby also is a dope man who created dope, dope, dopeness on this earth plane. I can't take that away from Bill Cosby. That is evident. Bill Cosby has created so much for the culture that is positive. So much imagery, so much memory, so much laughter for the culture at large that is important. And that is what I know about Bill Cosby. I don't know about Bill Cosby raping those women. I wasn't there. Do you understand me? I wasn't there. And if he raped them, he's fucked up. And if he raped them, he deserves to pay like all other rapists. Amen to that. But I wasn't there. So I can't energize Bill Cosby as a rapist. I didn't even watch the court proceedings or any of that. Like, I don't know what the games are behind the scenes. I'm not involved in that. I'm not involved in the arena that Bill Cosby and Kanye are. They are operating on a level that is beyond my understanding. It's above my pay grade. So I can't speak to what they're doing, and that's facts. So I can't turn my TV on, my radio on, or social media and lend a real opinion to the lifestyle or the choices or the behavior of these people. What I do see them as are artists. And when it comes to their art, they practically can't be touched because their individual expressions are top notch. Top notch. So, and their power and their influence is next level. So, Bill Cosby, to me, when Bill Cosby is laid to rest, I'm not going to look at him as a rapist. I'm going to look at him as Dr. Huxtable, okay? And the influence that he and that show had over my life. I'm going to look at him as Fat Albert, and that's my choice. I'm not saying that Bill Cosby is you know, should be exonerated or he's great because he did that. So that means that sexually, he doesn't do inexplicable things. He may have. I don't know. And I wasn't there. So I'm not going to post on my social media things about Bill Cosby because I'm not that kind of idiot. I don't fucking know. I wasn't there. So yeah, I'm saying I did. That if you're energizing things that are not your business and that you have not actively participated in, then that's stupid. I said it. I judged. So this is where you may not like me after you listen to the podcast. Your responsibility is you. You and your direct relations. If you continue to be affected by what you see on TV and what you hear on the radio, then you are not making really wise decisions. Your choices and your behavior is easily guided and directed by things and people outside of you. Media. Information. Before you start to talk about something, you need to bounce that shit around. You need to ingest it. You need to figure out, is it real for you or not? Does it matter? That's really what you need to ask yourself. Does this matter in the greater scheme of my personal experience and then the reality at large? At large. I say this. Individuals in your life that you know who are affected by rape, get on the bandwagon and fight against that. Okay, you know, people who are having mental health issues for real in your life, get on board with that. But please don't worry about what Bill Cosby's doing and what Kanye West are doing. These people are artists. They're artists. And they are celebrities. And they are people who are involved in arenas that we know nothing about. They have affiliations with organizations and societies that we know nothing about. They are involved with people that we know nothing about. People who may like them or dislike them. People who may create this information or not. People who maybe have been paid to slander people's reputations. Maybe even them themselves have paid people just to be in people's mouths. I don't know. But you know what? I'm going to choose to not have them in my mouth. So this podcast is just, you know, an FYI, okay? Because in my personal life, I'm not talking about either of them because they don't matter to me that much. Their personal lives don't matter. I'm not empathizing with Camille. I don't know what it's like. She could have had a fantastic life with Bill Cosby, okay? And today, oh my God, she could have fucking knew that Bill Cosby did all of that. I don't know. And so because I don't know, I'm not going to be bothered by it. I know I'm not, you know, putting my head under the sand or any of that other stuff. I'm just saying that I want to make responsible decisions and choices about what I attend to. And I feel like that is my job. That is my job. It is my job to decide what gets my attention and what doesn't. I want to focus on my health, my physical health, my emotional health, my mental health. I want to focus on my family, the mental health, the emotional health, the physical, spiritual health of the people who I care about, the people I'm responsible for. And let everybody else do the rest for themselves. That's where I'm at. You know what I mean? That's where I'm at when it comes to this topic and anything else that has to do with celebrities and what they're doing and not doing. Mind your business. Mind your business. I know you have a lot of business to mind, so mind it. You know what I'm saying? The world will be a better place. So this is Malay on the Guestie. I am signing out. I want you all to have a delicious weekend. Make it yummy. Make it pop. I'll be back real soon talking about something else. Maybe something a little bit more uplifting. Smooches. Everybody take care.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.